local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, a cold start to this MLK Junior holiday. Sitting at 35 at our studios, 33 at the airport, and colder even as you go north in Mobile and Baldwin County. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far. Accident-free conditions from Airport Dauphin and Moffitt 65. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway, no delays. Daphne and Spanish Ford looks great. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Just heard from him. In-depth discussion with Dr. Bill about the week and a look forward to Senior Bowl Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Forecast for Senior Bowl. I'll just say there's probably some smiling faces down at Senior Bowl headquarters. There enough of a tease?
There's one right here, too.
Yeah, so it's going to... Well, we'll let him... You spill the beans on it, but you're going to like this. If you're planning to be at the Senior Bowl, you're going to like this a whole bunch. So that's on the way. Full weather discussion from Dr. Bill coming up at around 7:35. Also, three big things. Top news stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. We have number two here. I want you to go check out the story on AL Congressional District 1 GOP candidates have their first debate of 2020. If you remember, we hosted a debate in Mobile County back in November, and Jeff Poormeyer moderated a debate with the Baldwin County Republican Party on Saturday. We air that during Midday Mobile today. So that's on your list of things. Also, Virginia bracing for that gun rights rally today in Richmond. More details on that. Also, just to add on here, too, former Senator Rick Santorum joins us at 8 o'clock calling in to Mobile Mornings. He's in the state. We'll talk with him. And also in Washington, the impeachment day four will be tomorrow. As they get cranked back up in Washington, and the defense is laying out arguments. The prosecution did theirs when they dropped their document on Saturday, I think it was. And also, you have some conflicting opinions out there. Pretty interesting, as Dershowitz has been on the side of the president not being impeached. I don't want to say he's on the side of President Trump. Dershowitz is a Democrat, voted for Hillary Clinton. But he's pointed out what he thinks is a miscarriage going on in this impeachment proceedings. President Trump's legal team has called the impeachment a brazen, unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election and interfere with the 2020 election. Well, Alan Dershowitz seems to agree. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
The White House had just impeachment defense attorney Alan Dershowitz on Sunday programs. He admitted he's a Democrat and always will be. And on CNN's State of the Union, he said his arguments will be limited to strictly why it has high crimes and misdemeanors in the Constitution as reason to remove a president.
We don't want to see presidents who are dishonest. We don't want to see presidents who abuse their power. But then when it comes to coming up with the criteria for impeachment, we don't use terms like dishonesty or abuse or maladministration to avoid weaponization of impeachment.
For a time, Capitol Hill Democrats used the term bribery, which is mentioned in the Constitution. Constitution. They thought it fit allegations of a president withholding aid for another nation approved by Congress while looking for a favor in return from that nation. Mr. Trump was not specifically accused of bribery in an impeachment article. The president tweeting Sunday, "I have never seen the Republican Party as strong and as unified as it is right now. Thank you." A handful of Republicans have expressed unease at the president's handling of the phone call with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. It would take just four to approve any witnesses if all Democrats do. But even some who aren't likely to vote for testimony when pressed admit what President Trump wanted from Zelensky doesn't look good. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby on ABC's This Week.
The President of the United States is human, and he's going to make mistakes of judgment and everything else. They have historically.
When the trial starts Tuesday, the president is slated to be in Switzerland for the Global Economic Summit. Bob Costantini, Washington.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Fairhope teenager is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning on several charges. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested just after 2 Sunday afternoon. He faces 19 charges, including several for child pornography. People will honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The city of Pensacola kicks things off with its 33rd annual parade through the streets of downtown Pensacola, beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. People will also take to the streets of downtown Mobile for the annual MLK Day March and rally. The march will be at Bishop State's main campus beginning at noon. A beloved Navy veteran on the Gulf Coast has died. Hal Pierce, known as the Sea Lord of Mobile, died Friday after an illness. Pierce served 31 years in the U.S. Navy during the Cold War. After his military career, he was a vigorous advocate for veterans. Friends describe him as larger than life, who worked on so many things. His legacy will be felt for generations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega. And that race car driver's number on your back window, you ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit and your chances of killing someone are 4 times higher. So forget the number on your window and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
Kansas City and San Francisco are headed to the Super Bowl. Auburn loses their second game in a row, and Conor McGregor makes his long-awaited return to the UFC. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Super Bowl 54 is set after Kansas City and San Francisco won their conference championship games on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs fell behind Tennessee 10-0 to begin the AFC Championship game, but rallied to defeat the Titans 35-24 to make their first Super Bowl appearance since 1970. After falling behind 17-7, Kansas City scored 28 unanswered points behind the arm and legs of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes ended the day with 294 yards passing, 3 touchdown passes, and 53 yards rushing, including an incredible 27-yard touchdown run that gave Kansas City the lead at the end of the first half.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
That radio call from 101 The Fox in Kansas City.
I'm tired.
Not the Titans radio call, obviously. Chiefs coach Andy Reid is headed to his second Super Bowl as a head coach. As the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he lost in Super Bowl 39 to New England. After yesterday's game, Reid said he's proud of his team and excited to head to Miami for another chance.
Fired up. Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing. But very proud.
The Chiefs will be facing San Francisco in the big game on February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami after the 49ers handled the Green Bay Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game.
Feel super, baby!
Big
the five-time Super Bowl champions are going back to Miami.
Let's get
where
it.
They have won two Super Bowls, and they're looking for number six.
Let's start filling up that other half.
That's the final call from 49ers radio on KNBR. San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo only needed to throw eight passes for 77 yards because the 49ers were able to run the ball with ease and ride their impressive defense to the win after taking a 27-0 lead into halftime. 49ers running back Raheem Mostert rushed for 220 yards and four touchdowns in the win. Here's his final touchdown of the day, a 22-yard run that put the Niners up 34-7.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
It'll be San Francisco's seventh Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. They're looking for their sixth Super Bowl win. And a couple local guys on the 49ers, former Davidson Warriors Jaquiski Tartt and Jimmy Ward, will be playing in the Super Bowl. Chiefs opened a slight one-point favorites over San Francisco in the big game. In college basketball over the weekend, number four-ranked Auburn won't be number four for long. They lost their second game in a row, falling 69-47 to the Florida Gators. The Tigers have now lost their last two after beginning the season with a perfect 15-0 record. On Saturday, Auburn ended the game with the fourth fewest points scored under sixth-year head coach Bruce Pearl. John Petty led Alabama with 20 points, putting the Tide past Missouri 88-74. Number 10-ranked Kentucky beat Arkansas 73-66. Tennessee routed Vanderbilt 66-45 and held the Commodores scoreless from three-point range. Vanderbilt had made at least one three-pointer in 1,080 consecutive games. That was the nation's longest streak. South Carolina beat Texas A&M 81-67. LSU remained unbeaten in SEC play with an 80-76 win over Ole Miss. And Mississippi State crushed Georgia 91-59. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team rallied to defeat Georgia Southern 74-68. Josh Ajayi led the Jags with 24 points. And the South Alabama women's team beat Georgia Southern on the road 71-65. South has now won three games in a row. In MMA, Conor McGregor made his long-awaited return to the octagon and had a statement knockout win over Donald Cowboy Cerrone in the UFC 246 main event. McGregor beat the UFC's all-time leader in wins by using a quick start, a perfectly placed head kick, and punches on the ground to force the referee to call an end to the bout 40 seconds in. It was McGregor's first fight since November of 2018 and his first win since 2016. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
How much was the pay-per-view?
The pay-per-view for UFC 246.
Uh-huh.
$65 pre-tax.
Pre-tax.
So I think they ended up taking about $73-74 out of my digital wallet there.
Okay, and the fight, the main event?
The main event lasted 40 seconds. But you know what? At least, and it would have been cool. Right. It would have been cool to be there, but at least I didn't shell out thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the people that have, like, the front row seats for them fight? Oh, McGregor is going to be a brawler. It's going to be a long battle.
Imagine if you had a mistimed bathroom break. You had to go to the bathroom and miss the entire fight. It was only 40 seconds, but a dominant performance by Conor McGregor. And now everyone's wondering who he will fight next.
All right. We'll see. 720 FM Talk 106.5 coming right back.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the?
cemetery plots. Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation is one of the charities you can run for in the 2020 Charity Chase on February 1st. Get ready for this 5K like no other as 10 local charities compete to raise funds, increase awareness, and build excitement for their causes. Online registration available at charitychase.com. $20 of your registration will go to the charity of your choice. Runners will compete to win additional donations. That's thecharitychase.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Airport, Dauphin to Moffitt and 65. Traffic starting to build, but accident-free conditions continue from Saraland, Pritchard to Chickasaw. No delays either direction as you're traveling across the Bayway, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. You're clear. The Troubles Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Troubles Room at the Battle House, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way with an in-depth forecast that looks to Saturday for the Senior Bowl. Not to say you're going to. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to steal all his thunder, but I had to make him stop and repeat the forecast this morning at 6:35 for Saturday. I said, say what?
You also don't want to jinx it, right? Can't say it too many times, or the weather will change.
Me talking about it will change it.
I think so.
All right, that seems reasonable. We'll check in with Dr. Bill. Also, our buddy Larry Kirby checking in here shortly. First, though, let's talk more about what happens starting up again tomorrow in Washington. Of course, the MLK Jr. holiday today in Washington, D.C., but tomorrow they're back to it in the president's impeachment trial. Should start him again amid new controversy on whether they should have a trial at all. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Trump's defense team, raised some eyebrows when he said Sunday that a president cannot be impeached and removed from office for abuse of power, which is one of the two articles of impeachment against the president. The other is obstruction of Congress.
Well, I was surprised to see Alan Dershowitz say that. That's simply ignorance.
Jerry Nadler, one of the House impeachment managers or prosecutors in the case, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Jason Crow, another House impeachment manager on CNN's State of the Union, says it certainly is.
If that is true, then no president can be held accountable.
But Republican Senator John Cornyn tells CBS's Face the Nation he believes the president's impeachment arguments are true.
This is the first time in history where a president has been impeached for a non-crime.
And fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday says Trump never should have been impeached in the first place.
It was a partisan railroad job.
That said, Graham, a strong Trump ally, says the president isn't worried.
He is very much comfortable with the idea this is going to turn out well for him. He believes politically this has helped him.
Democrats say there cannot be a fair trial without documents and witnesses.
Does the Senate want to have a fair trial? Or are they part of the cover-up of the president?
Jerry Nadler on CBS.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown on CNN's State of the Union also makes the case for witnesses in the trial.
I don't understand how
how you can, to the American public, make the case that this is a real trial if there are no witnesses and there is no new evidence.
Republican John Cornyn tells CBS he has his own theory about why Democrats insist on calling witnesses.
This, to me, seems to undermine or indicate that they're getting cold feet.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures says Democrats better be careful about what they wish for.
All of the Democrats envisioning only prosecution witnesses and no defense witnesses, they're in a fantasy land.
Here's what's going to happen with or without witnesses, says Cruz.
We start with the House managers getting 24 hours spread over 2 days to present their case. They can argue evidence, they can argue law, they can argue whatever they want. After that, the president and the White House, they get 24 hours spread over 2 days to present their case. Then we shift to questions from senators. Senators get 16 hours. Our questions have to be in writing, and the Chief Justice asks them for us.
And if witnesses are part of the trial, Cruz tells Fox,
then we're looking at a trial that will probably last 6-8 weeks or longer, because you have to assume there's going to be litigation over the witnesses, there's going to be delay.
A vote on whether to call witnesses is expected mid-trial. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And Dr. Bill, less than 10 minutes away. Talk to him about cold weather this morning and a look forward to the weekend coming up for Senior Bowl. I'll tell you, there's going to be some smiling faces out there. He's coming up in just a little bit. I want to check in now with Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk about your first time buyer program at LCM. Explain to folks who hadn't heard about this before.
Sure. The qualifications are you can't have any blemishes on your credit file, you must have a job, a valid driver's license, and a reasonable down payment, so it's pretty easy to qualify.
And that's important for folks just getting started. It's not that they have bad credit, but they don't have any credit.
That's correct, and that's a good, great way to get their credit file started, because you all know that credit's what it's all about to go through life, you know.
Yep, and that's something y'all deal with every day, getting the rest of us great credit rates, because you have so many people that are vying for our business.
Absolutely. We got over 22 lenders that we, throughout the Southeast, so we get and plus local lenders, so we got a great way to go for just about everybody.
All right. So if we come out and check out the variety of options for financing and also the vehicles, give us directions.
Highway 90 West to Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 727, I got some, well, it's good news. It was tough news, and then it's good news. Can we set this up, please? Can I have a little setup here? Okay, set up music.
Everybody wants to go, 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 go.
Oh, this is a montage of Wiggles music?
Nice.
The Wiggles. Wiggles. I heard all these with my, not so much with my younger child, but my teenager, when she was a child, the Wiggles were a big thing. Big thing going on. Well, it looks this way. It was Wiggles reuniting for a concert to benefit wildfire relief efforts in their native Australia. At the end of the show, Greg Page, he's the yellow Wiggle, collapsed on stage due to a heart attack. But good news, he's in the hospital now, seems to be in good spirits. They said he's got pictures they're putting out on social media, in bed, smiling, giving a thumbs up. I guess they're dealing with it. He's on the mend. The yellow Wiggle, Greg, who's 48, had a heart attack, but he is doing okay.
So that's good news.
He'll be back to wiggling around at some point in the future. So Wiggles in the news. Now more news from WKRG, and Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Today marks 1 year since Mobile police officer Sean Tudor was shot and killed in the line of duty. 19-year-old Marco Perez is accused of killing the officer who was working undercover at the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile. Perez is charged with capital murder. His trial is scheduled for August. A man charged with murder after two people were killed in a deadly crash last month will stay in jail. Don Crocker had previously been arrested for driving under the influence and was out of jail on bond when he was involved in the deadly crash on December 14th. Crocker's bond was revoked as a result of the murder charges. He's accused of leaving the scene of the crash on Highway 45 near Citronelle. Two people were killed in the crash and two others injured. And the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is searching for a pickup truck that could be connected to a shooting and homicide that happened last week. The Sheriff's Office says it was a dark-colored Dodge pickup. It was seen driving on Pipeline Road onto Boswell Road. Julio Jacinto was the victim in that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Police in Kansas City, Missouri say at least two people are dead and upwards of a dozen may have been injured in a shooting outside a bar just before midnight. The bar appeared to be celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs' advancement to the Super Bowl. President Trump's legal team is calling the impeachment articles against President Trump poisonous partisanship.
Trump recruiting high-profile defense lawyer Alan Dershowitz to help build his case.
I will be advocating against impeachment of this president based on the constitutional criteria.
House Democrats filing their 111-page trial brief calling, quote, President Trump's conduct the framers' worst nightmare.
Lauren Fox, the Senate trial resumes tomorrow. China has reported a sharp rise in the number of people infected with coronavirus. The outbreak coincides with the country's busiest travel period as millions board trains and planes for the Lunar New Year holiday. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. In this tight job market, companies are revamping how they write job descriptions, adding a greater level of detail and tweaking language to entice a broader range of applications. Some companies now outline specific salary ranges and describe what a week in the role is likely to include. Some even explain the downsides of a job. Makers of all-terrain vehicles and motorcycles are testing new models and sales strategies to attract a younger, more diverse customer. The baby boomers that long drove sales for companies such as Harley-Davidson and snowmobile maker Polaris are getting older and making fewer purchases. With younger people not making up for that decline, companies are introducing cheaper and reimagined vehicles and expanding leasing and rental options to use them. Some companies are even organizing tours to get people excited about using their products. The stock market is closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Cold start here on this Monday.
Well, we've reached at least 32 degrees out at the airport, so definitely a freeze, and that means that quite a few areas most likely reach that number, and we may see a few locations come in maybe at 30 or 31 degrees this morning. You've got just a huge Arctic air mass now that covers the eastern half of the nation. We're just sort of on the southern edge of it, and it's going to be around for another day or so, and then we're going to warm up midweek, and then in the second half of the week, we got some rain coming in, but the good thing is that that rain will be out before the weekend. So as for today, I expect plenty of sunshine, but it's going to be rather chilly with a high of only about 48 degrees this afternoon. Now tonight, another freeze. This time looks like we'll get into the 20s, about 28 or 29 degrees here in the city. And then tomorrow, it'll stay rather cool, 48 degrees tomorrow with sunny skies. Now tomorrow night, another freeze is likely, down around 30 degrees. And then we start to pull out on Wednesday. We get up to 52 Wednesday afternoon, but clouds will be increasing through the day. And then on Thursday, cloudy skies with a good chance for rain, mainly showers. I don't expect any severe weather, but quite a few showers around on Thursday as a storm system moves out of Texas. It'll move to the north of us and give us more rain on Thursday night. Friday, we'll see some showers in the morning, and then it should improve in the afternoon, and the high temperature on Friday will get into the 60s, around 65. And then over the weekend, things dry out. Looks good. Saturday, sunny, around 60 degrees. Very pleasant. And then Sunday, partly cloudy and about 62 degrees. So, yeah, what a surprise. Saturday, sunny skies, football game, and around 60 degrees.
Wait. Like, the Senior Bowl is on Saturday, and you're saying it's going to be sunny and 60 degrees.
That's right. I had to repeat it a second time because... It's rather unusual.
Yes, it's almost like the Incas parade during Mardi Gras. You talk about two cursed events for having cold, rainy weather, but it looks beautiful for Senior Bowl Saturday.
And it looks like we'll get that rain out Friday morning, and temperatures will be just about normal. Normal high this time of the year is 61, normal low is 40, and 60 degrees almost puts it right on the mark for Saturday.
I can picture as they're working on the 2021 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, putting in noted news stories or weather stories here. It was actually nice for Senior Bowl Saturday in early 2020. Dr. Bill, talk about the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. What's in it and where can people get it?
Well, there's a lot of weather information, the tide tables, solar and lunar data, all-time records for Mobile, and unusual world weather records are also contained in the almanac. So there's a lot of interesting information. It's free, of course, and you can pick up copies here in Mobile at Fox 10, right here at the 106.5 studios, or over at West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. If you happen to be in the Eastern Shore, we have some locations in Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate, Autocraft, Collision Center, and Old Time Garden Supply. And we even have copies out in Robertsdale, Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, thanks for the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Sitting at 35 now at our studio, 738. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss the festival business with Reeves Price, who's running the show at Hangout Festival. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
The number of moving parts that Reeves Price and his team need to control is mind-boggling. It ranges from the ease of an attendee to get something to eat, to the turning radius of an 18-wheeler, to the interior of an artist's trailer being covered in AstroTurf. You heard that right. Reeves has to woo artists, attendees, vendors, and work with the host city. And one bolt of lightning on the horizon, and it's over. It's not a job for the faint of heart. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, once again, accident-free conditions continue. We're looking good from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway in downtown Mobile. Just watch your speed. You've got officers there also along Highway 90 in Hallsville. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items, see them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Thanks, Eric, for reminding me about fruit salad is yummy, yummy from the Wiggles.
I was wondering what that text was
yes,
about.
Yes, that's some Wiggles ease. If you're a, I don't know the full range, but so it's the Wiggles were way more a thing for my teenager than my nine-year-old. It was Wiggles had faded a little bit by my nine-year-old's time, but Wiggles were big when my teenager was a little one.
So. Yeah.
See, oh my gosh, that and the stinking Teletubby stuff.
The Wiggles came about a little after my young childhood.
Yes.
By the time they were
You say you're too cool for the Wiggles?
Yeah, they were a punchline for us there in, you know, fifth and sixth grade at that point. But so I didn't get the full Wiggles experience. And when I read Eric's text, I thought that he had just had like some fruit salad this morning and felt like passing along that it was yummy, yummy.
No, that's a pure Wiggles right there. Also in the world of entertainment, the Oscars may be Hollywood's biggest night, but the most meaningful night for many actors may be the Screen Actors Guild Awards, where the only people voting are their peers. David Daniel from Westwood One has the big winners from the 26th Annual SAG Awards.
Thank you, Screen Actors Guild. Thank you, actors.
It's not unusual for Screen Actors Guild Award winners to thank their peers, but Laura Dern, female supporting actor winner for Marriage Story, had a special reason to do so. Her parents are actors.
I literally would not be here if it weren't for actors, so thank you, Bruce Dern and Diane Ladd.
I gotta add this to my Tinder profile.
Brad Pitt keeps winning awards for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, here Outstanding Male Supporting Actor, and he keeps using his acceptance speeches to joke about his personal life.
Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife.
But he also paid tribute to his fellow nominees. So did Joaquin Phoenix, male lead actor winner for Joker. He showered praise on each of the other nominees in his category, then paid tribute to a previous award-winning Joker.
Really, I'm standing here on the shoulders of my favorite actor, Heath Ledger. So thank you.
Thank you for inviting me here alongside my extraordinary sisters, whose work touches me so deeply.
Judy star Renee Zellweger, the night's female lead actor winner, noted that the woman she played was also a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Judy Garland, 50 years later, your community is thinking of you tonight.
Plenty of praise and plaudits, but not many surprises, until the night's final award, Motion Picture Ensemble.
Parasite!
History was made as the South Korean drama Parasite became the first foreign language film ever to win SAG's top honor.
Although Parasite, the title is Parasite, I think the story is about coexistence and how we can all live together.
Thank you.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Fairhope teenager is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning on several charges. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested just after 2 Sunday afternoon. He faces 19 charges, including several for child pornography. People will honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The city of Pensacola kicks things off with its 33rd annual parade through the streets of downtown Pensacola, beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. People will also take to the streets of downtown Mobile for the annual MLK Day March and rally. The march will be at Bishop State's main campus beginning at noon. A beloved Navy veteran of the Gulf Coast has died. Hal Pierce, known as the Sea Lord of Mobile, died Friday after an illness. Pierce served 31 years in the U.S. Navy during the Cold War. After his military career, he was a vigorous advocate for veterans. Friends describe him as larger than life, who worked on so many things. His legacy will be felt for generations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's all about
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Kansas City and San Francisco are headed to the Super Bowl. Auburn loses their second in a row, and Conor McGregor makes his long-awaited return to the UFC. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Super Bowl 54 is set after Kansas City and San Francisco won their conference championship games on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs fell behind Tennessee 10-0 to begin the AFC Championship game, but they rallied to defeat the Titans 35-24 and make the Chiefs' first Super Bowl appearance since 1970. After falling behind 17-7, Kansas City scored 28 unanswered points behind the arm and the legs of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes ended the day with 294 yards passing, 3 touchdown passes, and 53 yards rushing, including an incredible 27-yard touchdown run that gave Kansas City the lead at the end of the first half.
Mahomes moving to his left, laterally chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
That very excited radio call from 101 The Fox in Kansas City. Chiefs coach Andy Reid is now headed to his second Super Bowl as a head coach. As the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he lost in Super Bowl 39 to New England. After yesterday's game, Reid said that he's proud of his team and he's excited to head to Miami for another chance.
Fired up. Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing, but very proud.
The Chiefs will be facing San Francisco in the big game on February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami after the 49ers handled the Green Bay Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game.
Feel super, baby! The 5-time Super Bowl champions are going back to Miami. They have won 2 Super Bowls, and they're looking for number 6.
Let's start filling up that other half.
That's the final call from 49ers radio on KNBR. San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo only needed to throw 8 passes. He completed 6 for 77 yards. That's because the 49ers were able to run the ball with ease and ride their impressive defense to the win after taking a 27-0 lead into halftime. 49ers running back Raheem Mostert rushed for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. Here's his final touchdown of the day, a 22-yard run that put the Niners up 34-7.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has 4 rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
San Francisco will be making their 7th Super Bowl appearance in franchise history and looking for their 6th Super Bowl win. And a couple local guys on the team that'll be heading to Miami. Former Davidson Warriors Jaquiski Tartt and Jimmy Ward will be playing in the Super Bowl. Congratulations to them. The Chiefs opened as slight 1-point favorites over San Francisco in the big game. In college basketball over the weekend, number 4-ranked Auburn lost their 2nd game in a row, falling 69-47 to the Florida Gators. The Tigers have now lost their last 2 after beginning the season with a perfect 15-0 record. John Petty led Alabama with 20 points, putting the Tide past Missouri 88-74. Number 10-ranked Kentucky beat Arkansas 73-66. Tennessee routed Vanderbilt 66-45 and held the Commodores scoreless from 3-point range. Vanderbilt had made at least 1 3-pointer in 1,080 consecutive games. That was the nation's longest streak. South Carolina beat Texas A&M 81-67. LSU remained unbeaten in SEC play with an 80-76 win over Ole Miss. And Mississippi State crushed Georgia 91-59. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team rallied to defeat Georgia Southern 74-68. Josh Ajayi led the Jags with 24 points. And the South Alabama women's team beat Georgia Southern on the road 71-65. South has now won 3 games in a row. In MMA, Conor McGregor made his long-awaited return to the octagon and had a statement knockout win over Donald Cowboy Cerrone in the UFC 246 main event. McGregor beat the UFC's all-time leader in wins by using a quick start, a perfectly placed head kick, and punches on the ground to force the referee to call an end to the bout 40 seconds in. It was McGregor's first fight since November of 2018 and his first win in the octagon since 2016. It's 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. You'll see off of Government in Metropolis some heavier traffic, also off the airport, often in Springfield 65, but the Bayway, the Causeway, looks good so far. Accident-free conditions continue to the Eastern Shore. At Springfield Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they have the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months with $32.99 down, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and chilly again with afternoon readings in the upper 40s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next 3 decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. All right, this story for people that are getting off on a New Year's resolution, maybe a couple weeks late, but getting started, if being cleaner around the house is your job, how about this? According to a new survey, you spend about 120 days of your life doing general cleaning around the house.
120?
120 days, full 24-hour days, including 60 days vacuuming and another 60 days cleaning the bathroom. You'll spend at least 640 days washing dishes. That's a total of 760 total days. About 2 years of your life will be spent cleaning.
That's a lot. That's too much.
Just, wow. Survey found that at least a few people recognize that living in squalor maybe is why they can save precious time. But yeah, so 760 total days, 2 years of your life spent on cleaning. Now, of course, let me give you an idea here, a transition here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's due what we did with the maids back in October. We've got them working with our house. And I've said all the time that you give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time. How about 2 years of your life back when you hand over the duties for cleaning to the maids? And get a free estimate right now from the maids. Their phone number, 344-6626, 344-6626. They show up. Our team has four people on the team. They've got those vacuums, the backpack vacuums, so they're not rolling through your hardwood floors or whatever. They've got the backpack vacuums that have the HEPA filters on them. Get out 99% of dust and allergens and pet dander and all that stuff that builds up in your house. Well, they got it, and they got it with those backpacks. They do from the baseboards to the ceiling fans and everything in between. The maids have been a big change in our life, giving us time back in our schedule. And the way I look at it, long-term, 2 years of my life back. Hey, call the maids today and get that free estimate. 344-6626 for the maids. Hey, coming up, hour number three of Mobile Mornings, leadoff batter, former presidential candidate Senator Rick Santorum joins us next.